Tu comes manzanas?
Yo como manzanas. En mi estomago. Por favor. Donde, que, que, voy ir al baño.
Que? You heard these bumbling idiots talk. You know what time it is. What kind of intro do we fucking need to do to make it? Oh, can I not say that word?
Todos.
No, I can't. I don't think I'm supposed to say any curse words.
Subjectos seriosas.
Yeah.
Yes. Curse words are, the AI is actually, there's so many curse words that AI now thinks they're good. You know what I mean? The Dude. Data it's parsing.
I
all that CP, it's just F words and, you know, the good stuff.
We
I can cut this out.
I don't know, man. Should we?
Nah, it's
we never edit anything out. That's the thing. It's right. Like the only time we edit things out are when it's so bad. You can just kind of just fucking around on my desktop. And there's just, like, the Steam, like, advertisements of sales and stuff. It's like, yeah, you can close that out. I never know how we're supposed to edit any of these things, whether or not we're supposed to do one of those, you know, anytime you curse, you bleep it and stuff, because what if we get a sponsor one of these days? What if Liquid Death finally comes through? Severed lime, it's delicious. Sweetened with agave nectar.
Ooh, the smartest thing would be getting sponsored by a school, right?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, Lockheed Martin.
Ooh, they're a little more secretive, you know?
It would be great to just be like, and the All Serious Subjects podcast is brought to you by the new F-22 fighter jet.
Oh, that would be sick. The Q-74, like, Predator drone.
Yeah, we're just...
Missile.
This air defense system can... destroy missiles before they even think about launching. They actually have a way to preempt the missile's launch and then destroy the person that invented the missile. It's quite impressive.
Right. Well, how powerful is the payload, though? Is it like 3.5, 4, 5 weddings? Moderately staffed weddings?
Oh, Yemenese weddings?
Yeah, exactly.
And instead of tons of TNT or whatever, it's in Yemenese weddings as a standard unit of measurement for explosives.
Yeah, YWs? This makes sense.
That's so good. It's about 3.
It's a good amount. Cost effective.
Speaking of news, being in the Denver area, there's apparently... an influx of so many migrants that I don't even know what we're going to do with them. I've just noticed there's a lot of people getting windows washed.
Ooh, yeah. It's kind of nice. I've had that happen twice. I've had it happen twice where I'm like, no. I'm like shaking my head and hands, no.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it anyways. The first time, I was like, dude, I said no. I'm not giving you fucking money, you manipulative piece of shit. I know you're like starving and you're scared and... giving you a dollar, no impact on my bottom line, but fuck you.
Well, I mean, the fact that they like raped you with a window washing, can I say it's
absolutely, we're 3 minutes, 45 seconds in. We can literally say
they unconsensually anything. Washed your window.
They raped me. I'm not afraid to say it. I am a rape victim. That's the title.
This isn't Stolen Valor, dude. This is like Adam made a police report.
This is serious.
This Venezuelan migrant entered me, is what he said. And I was in the station there just, like, crying. I was in one of those blankets they give to people afterwards, right? Like, when you're, like, getting cocoa in the ambulance and stuff, and they're like, just tell us what happened. We'll make sure that we throw the book at them.
Right. Would I be getting R'd, or would it be my car getting R'd?
Oh, now you're saying R instead of the word? Dude, you said you're the only person to get anything censored in this, and you're like, oh, can I say this word? I don't even know, dude. I've already said it just because I'm just speaking freely, okay?
Dude, it's the 4 minutes, 30 seconds mark that they get, you know, they really turn up.
It's 9/11, goddammit. I can say anything I want.
I think that's how it works.
I know. If just full curtain pull here, pulling the Wizard of Oz curtain. This is not Saturday. Whenever we try to record it closer to the day, that it
shit,
actually needs
shit
to
goes
come
wrong.
It always does. If we do it like 3 days before, we've never pre-recorded anything like more than like I think maybe a week.
Yeah, like a week.
Because we, oh man, we is. Did I tell you about
we're
when I saw
bad
somebody
at what we do.
So I saw somebody and they're like, you stopped doing the podcast. I fell off for a while, right? I was like, nope, never actually.
Not once. I think there were like in the beginning, we like missed a week. Here
right. But I was like, not in years. Like is what I said. He's like, it fell off for a bit or something. And I was like, nope.
That was all you.
It was, we have been continually putting it into the void.
Right. We are in a YouTube database somewhere, which is kind of cool, you know?
Yeah, the NSA has got a file. It just is like, no need to worry at this level, at this point or something.
Right.
It's like, if we garner a following, it'll like, you know, raise the threat level.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of threat levels, there's Aurora, Colorado apartment complex that was overrun by Venezuelan migrants or Venezuelan gangs specifically, I think is what they were trying to say.
Oh, shit.
Did you hear about that, actually?
Yeah, I have heard about
it. Okay. Yeah. Well, my dad heard all about this because he texted me about it when it first happened. I was like, yeah, it seems like it's a thing, but, like, doesn't seem like that crazy. And then he, like, texted me about it again, and I didn't respond to that. And then he texted me about something else. I responded to that. And then he's like, hey, you never responded about the Venezuelan gangs things.
Those gangs, though.
Then I didn't respond to that. And then he just sends me plainly a question mark. And then I think I responded with the news sensationalizes things, and I just didn't assume you needed me to tell you that.
Mm.
Like,
but the immigrants, son.
And he's been like, I don't know. I just wanted to like double check, I guess. I was like, I don't know, maybe take the hint. And then he like blew up at me telling him to take the hint. I swear to God, like it was like a contentious thing. We haven't talked since. He would text me all the time. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This should not be like the backbreaker in the relationship. It should be when he broke my back. The real issues are when he just, I don't know, is like, he's trying to like son me there, which I get it. He's my father. But the thing is that I'm almost 30 and I don't really care. The idea of me telling him to take the hint is, I mean, so fucking obvious to any other person that's ever like, he's like, wow, dude, he's obviously ignoring me at this. Maybe I should just stop pressing it because obviously I'm not getting an answer. Or maybe I should be like, hey, wait a minute. And I was like, oh yeah. And you're like, oh, maybe something changed. It was something. He just said something stupid after that was like semi passive aggressive. Now I have to read it so you can understand what I mean.
He just doesn't want
my dad,
his only boy, to turn into a Venezuelan communist.
A Venezuelan communist.
a Cuban Venezuelan Cesar Chavez.
Yeah, it's like just so I was just wondering if how legit it was. It's like, yeah, but I thought I already told you before. He's like, well, apparently I thought conditions changed, but I know next time not to ask you twice. And I was like, yeah, just take the hint when I ignore it in the first place. It's like, now you're just being a dick. But I certainly will take the hint. It's like, I disagree with your assessment is what I told him. Basically, I was like, I think that you say, like, I mean, just sending a fucking question mark after is the most passive aggressive bullshit dad thing you could do anyways. Just like, just nothing else. Just question mark. He's just like, He's like, what's this? It's like, dude, I got your fucking text. It's stupid. He's like, should I just tell you this is dumb? So I just respond instead. Now he's like, I'm being a dick. Okay, got it. Let me be less of a dick and just tell you upright that your topics are stupid. If my dad had a podcast, it would just be about the weather and like what he did at work or something.
You know what? He'd probably be more successful than us.
he honestly would. He'd be better somehow.
Right. The guy, just get like blasted at retirement homes.
Right.
And shit.
Just something. Some people just love listening to it for some fucking reason.
Here's the thing. That is like to a T. Like what my dad talks about.
Oh yeah, no, I know. And it's so, but like, he wouldn't just like press you on like, oh, the Venezuelan gangs or something like, and just keep asking you about it. That's like a specific my dad trait, or at least in like our dad, like specific to my dad.
So you're saying you were raped too?
Yeah. That's When is this closed, by the way? Not the Trader Joe's. When do we have an opportunity to call a dealership? Because I just want to make sure that that's on the table.
Oh, yeah. We've got 29 minutes. 39 minutes. No.
Dude.
Fuck, I'm struggling. 29 minutes. Yeah, 29. No, fuck. 39 Dude. Minutes. Holy shit.
Adam, have you been just...
39.
Oh, no.
Wait. This is Canadian time.
It's
close at 7 Canadian time.
Wait, is it in Vancouver?
And then
I don't know.
It's just a hop skip over the pond, you know. White Rock.
Okay, no, yes. So it's in the Pacific.
Another country.
It's in the West Coast.
Yeah, they all close at 8, basically.
Okay.
In Freedom units.
Yes, but it's... All right. Yeah. You guys, you understand now what I have to deal with when you're just like trying to like schedule. Like then there's just Adam. He's stone cold sober.
Unfortunately.
So I want to talk to... Now, I told you all this Venezuelan shit. Mm. Not to vent about my dad, but to tell you a story about Ohio and how I want to fuck with him and be like, so what about this? So there's a few things.
Venezuelans.
Well, they have a bunch of Haitians in Springfield, Ohio, if you didn't know. And that was one thing that Trump talked about in the debates.
Right, I've heard tales.
Illegals in Ohio eating dogs. Springfield, Ohio, car accidents. Actually, there's a guy that's running for city council or mayor that's like, dude, for real? He wasn't there to talk about the cats and dogs. He's like, yo, whoever's giving them driver's license needs to stop. Dude, one guy who's like coming onto the scene and like there's a Haitian person literally behind him just like wrecks, like curbs a wheel really hard. Like just fucking eats a curb trying to pull a Yubi.
That's amazing.
And they ruined the rim and flat and tire and stuff. They like completely fucked it. And he's like, who is doing this? Just people hearing like, I saw a post on Facebook where it was one of them Haitians coming around getting everybody's cats and wrangling up. They're skinning the cats and eating them. They're taking the geese. This one I actually believe is they're taking the geese from the park and just like
eating. I mean, they're doing a favor at that point.
Like, they're literally eating.
Literally pest control.
It's also a thing, too. It's like, you eat just goose. Like, people don't eat cat as much or whatever. Taking someone's pet is one thing, but like taking a wild goose.
Yeah, like, care a lot less. Like, I'm not mad.
Yeah.
I don't know. The ducklings are cute past that point. I mean, like, Ohio spends a lot of money on controlling geese. I unfortunately know this because I was going to study them like an idiot. But, okay. I'm going to vent about college. I've been holding this in for like 6 years. Motherfucking goddamn Canadian fucking geese all over the fucking place in Ohio, right? All over the fucking place.
Yep.
The one fucking time I need them. The one fucking time I need them for a 4 week fucking period, dude. Not a single goddamn fucking goose to be fucking found. Holy shit. Oh my god. For a fucking like semester long research project, I wanted to just like bullshit my way through it and like measure how many times a goose quacks or something.
Right.
Could not find a single fucking goose, dude. God. Oh my God,
these are again the things I have to do. Adam's like so genuinely fucking irked by the lack of geese that one time.
They're everywhere until you need them, dude.
It's
that's just to say that Ohio does spend money on controlling geese populations. So by them eating the geese, their form of free pest control, which would be a net positive on the community. So
let's talk about the debate highlights real quick before we get too lost in, and then we can go back to Ohio because I have the story that I want to talk about with my dad, besides that one being another migrant-based one. I thought it'd be great to like just throw the migrant thing back in his face. He's like, well, I thought you'd go boots on the ground and stuff. Or like, he's like, well, fucking Springfield's 2.5 hours away. It's like, yeah, Aurora's like half an hour away. So here I am. Right. Here I am. That section of Aurora is pretty far away. It's like probably half hour at least.
Skinning my cat.
It's no skin off my cat.
Hey. It's no Haitian off my Venezuelan.
So yeah, debate highlights.
Hell yeah.
Trump saying that the babies were getting killed after being born, and then the moderator saying that's illegal in all states was my favorite fucking part.
It's so
and
funny.
I watched that live, and it was the best part to catch live because it's just like, oh my fucking God, dude. It's like, just so everybody knows, that is against.
You can't legally kill kids, guys. Oh man, that's good shit.
After the baby's born, we'll figure out what to do with it then. It doesn't matter. We'll just, you know, mama had a baby and her head popped off. I don't know. Kamala, she did talk way better than any other presidential candidate in a while. It seems
right.
Like
it's like shocking,
but like she also just was very political in the fact that she doesn't answer some questions.
I noticed the exact same thing,
and she just like really doesn't like give any solutions, and that kind of pissed me off. Is like she sounded eloquent, but she didn't answer anything, and that pisses me off.
Yeah, I despise that so much, and it makes me feel like gray buckling for a whole lot of like nothing changing.
I have like three. Know? Yeah, no, I have three points about just Trump saying hilarious things, and then just her just not answering. Like, you know what I mean? That's all it is. Is like the illegals and the cats and dogs being. He talked about that in the debates.
Then she's
Springfield,
like,
Ohio.
The unification.
And the thought, the idea of what inflation is and how I have a plan right. for housing that won't be inflationary, which, by the way, if you look at, she's wrong. If you know any bit about economics, they like don't. It's all demand-based economics. It's only going to make the prices go higher because they don't want to deflate the asset. So the whole thing for the last however many years, the biggest voting block is the boomers, right? The asset holders, the haves. So they want to make sure that those people are stoked on whatever the politicians are saying, right? So the big things are making sure stock market go up.
Hell yeah.
Housing prices go up because they own houses. And Social Security and Medicare are still there. Guess what's there? All of those things. All of those things in droves. What are the things that, you know, that ends up causing inflation in, like, you know, basically, we've had inflation for the last, like, 20 years before. Well, actually, the last, like, since 2008 for sure, but since the 70s and everything. But everything's just really hit assets, right? It's hidden behind commodities and things that, like, you know, make it so you seem like you're growing in money and not having you're growing an asset, like wealth is being grown and not having something eaten away with inflation, right?
Yeah, but so my toaster strudel stay the same, but the cost of a car and a house just keeps going up.
Now
we got those toaster strudels, that good shit, that toasty good shit. I'm a fucking baller now, dude, walking down the street slinging fucking toaster strudels.
You have to be, because those shits are expensive. And now that's where I feel like they're having more of a trouble with, like, a Kamala being in office, in my opinion. I feel like more people are wise to the fact that it's more status quo. And when she was talking about, this is way more serious. Fuck, I'm sorry. I'll get off my high horse in a second.
Can't spell ass without serious.
Yeah, so let me get... So.
It's pretty good, right?
So, it's only sort of true. You just need the S's in serious. But, you know, serious doesn't have an A in it, right?
Well, shit.
So what I was gonna say is it's all stupid. There was
the gays, assets, inflation's
no.
Spreading beyond assets.
Yes. So what she was going to do is make it so it's easier for people to borrow money. That's her plan. To make it so people can afford houses is to make it so people can acquire debt more easily.
Fuck yeah. Get the debt machine rolling again.
Instead of, you know, maybe having like government subsidies on builders or something like that to make it so that like housing is cheaper and more plentiful, which would help people in general. No, because why? That would make it so, your dad owns a house, right? He'll be pissed about it because he's like, then my housing prices go down and the fuck am I voting for that socialist scum? And then
doesn't even know if she's Asian or not.
As far as I knew, she was Indian. I didn't think she was black.
Look at my African American friend over there. He doesn't eat cats. He doesn't skin cats unless he's Haitian. Those are African Americans too. As long as they're here, then they're in the Americas.
South America, North America, Middle America. We're all just Americans skinning cats and all
skinning
that.
Skinning cats. And that's on the McDonald's new McReady menu.
What do you think the McRib's made out of, okay, people?
The McReady menu.
Are you McReady? Are you McReady for January 6th?
Dude, fucking, like, terrorist attack themed, like, dollar menu options.
Well, that was the thing. Somebody made, like, the fake 9/11 themed Subway ad, and then they honored it, where it was, like, $9.11 for 2 footlongs. Have you seen that? Look up so Subway 9/11 ad. It's pretty good. It's a classic. I'm mad that you haven't seen this.
I feel like I have, but, you know.
Images. It's not a video.
Yeah. Where's the...
It's that... No, it's the one with the two subs. Dude. Fly on in on September.
9/11 theme adverts cause angry response.
Go fucking back.
Sure.
Fly on in on September 11th. You'll never forget this. September 11th is so good.
So good.
Dude.
Holy shit. The only way Subway can crawl out into, like, this hole into success isn't fucking, like, $3 foot long cookies. It is September 11th.
Dude, September 11th. That makes me want to call some dealerships and ask them if they, like, yo, just say happy September 11th.
Dude, we should call at least one Subway. Be like, are you still honoring? Are you guys still doing September 11th?
Are you guys still doing the September 11th deal? No, I say let's just call the dealerships and let's go with the first. Well, actually, let's go to the Ohio news real quick. There's news from Stowe Taco Bell drive-thru. Do you remember Stowe, Ohio? It's near Kent. Like, oh, it's on the way, yeah, like, between Akron and stuff.
Yeah, it's like that weird purgatory.
Yeah, it literally is in Ohio purgatory. Yeah, it takes forever to get there somehow, but it's so, so close, but it's not. So a lady gets in line, maybe she cuts a guy off according to him. Maybe she's taking too long making her order. Well, the guy behind her starts honking and eventually rams her car.
Hell yeah.
He gets out and immediately shoots her in the Taco Bell drive-thru.
Okay.
And then himself.
Nice. A nice, you know, like bow on it.
And then they showed that he actually had a DUI where they found illegal firearms, which this was an illegal firearm that he had again.
Hell yeah.
So he had already gotten found with, he had drank like a whole bottle of something, was driving, got pulled over for DUI, had stolen like watches or something, and then also had a gun in his car that was like not like purchased legally, which... I mean, it's so easy. And so he hit.
Right. You can
so
just
he
like
was already facing those charges. And then, like, this bitch is taking too long and he's waiting for this gordita crunch and this crunch wrap. He just got off of this shift. His life isn't going anywhere, dude. His kids are already fucking. They hate him. This guy shoots her for taking too long. He's like, oh, shit. Now I'm never going to get the crunch wrap. And then shoots himself. And then there's like 911 calls, dude. That's hilarious. 911 calls.
I heard they stopped September 11th.
Well, actually, oddly enough, when they did the DUI footage and stuff, I found out that he's from our hometown. He lived
what
literally, and that's why I want to ask my dad. Did you know this guy?
Oh shit!
Because it's the same thing.
How old was he? Do you know?
He was like dad, like kind of. He was in his 50s.
Okay.
I think it was like literally. He was like around my dad's age. Ooh. And I'm gonna just be like, Dad, do you know this guy? Like, and then just like no, and then it's like, sorry, I thought it might have changed. You might have known him now.
What if it was the art teacher?
It was not.
Oh, man.
I know what he looks like.
Boy can dream. It would make so much sense.
So, Yeah, people were just calling 911 about, you know, two dead bodies in the Taco Bell drive-thru. And I just really wanted one of the drive-thru calls to be somebody trying to go around it and still order.
That would 100% be me, dude. Be like, I still need this Crunchwrap, though.
The Cheez-It Crunchwrap is for a limited time only, okay?
Right. I got it. It was pretty good. It was, like, pretty good.
I was like, sorry. Can somebody... Oh, what is this?
Like, that's kind of gross, but like this Cheez-It Crunchwrap though,
it's just like two bloody corpses, and you just go to the other drive-through window, or whatever.
Right? No, yeah, around. There's like two.
Yeah, you just go around the other the other line. You're like, oh, people are lined up on the other one waiting for this.
Just like reverse. Like, I don't want any of that. Oh man.
So yeah, I'm gonna ask my dad if he knew him, and then ask him three times.
Big question mark.
He asked me at least, twice. He says, I won't ask you twice. You asked me more than twice. If you count the question mark, it's at least three. It literally does nothing. My dog, nothing happened to him, and he just squeaked. That's why, like, he's
so dramatic. Oh, yeah. I forgot we got a call.
Oh, yeah, dude, we do. I have to pretend like I'm the guy that got into road rage in the Taco Bell. What's the crash test rating on these GMC trucks? I need something that if I drunk drive it into a fucking concrete barrier.
Oh, poor boy.
I don't know what's going on.
You know me. I like drinking and driving, buddy. We can, ram some Haitians.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? This is Terry. Is this Pioneer Motor?
It is.
Oh, goodness. Yes. I was hoping, I see you guys have some Sierras and some of them Denalis and stuff. I was wondering what kind of some deals and stuff, some dealer financing. Or some low interests, or maybe some high interest. I was just wondering what you guys were offering on terms of incentives on new cars.
Yeah, 100%. So Pioneer Motor Group, we're a Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Prime rate right now with good credit and all that stuff is 5.99 on new. I believe it's 6.99 on used. We can get as low as 5.99. You're looking for a truck, right?
Yeah, I'm looking for something. Shame to admit a little bit because the police caught me. I was just doing what America tells you to do and drink and drive a little bit. And I need something that'll make sure that if I hit a metal girder or a barrier or something, my wife doesn't want me to end it all because I'm worth more to her alive than dead. You got a 450 or something? What is this?
100%. Yeah, 100%. So we're, I mean, I have 15 locations. I can pull from pretty much anywhere. We are a Ram dealership, so we can sell new Rams as well, and there's a lot of incentives for those. We have all, like, I just sold last month a Ram 5500. We just sold a 2018. Yeah, so to answer your question, yes. So you're looking to finance a vehicle, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to drop a whole bunch of money all at once.
No.
Not a problem at all. You're doing a monthly payment. Are you putting cash down or just going to do a zero down?
If I need to get that rate and stuff, I mean, I would do a little bit, but I mean, yeah, I'm not as price sensitive. I could probably get quite a large payment.
100%. Okay. So you're looking for like a one ton, one and a half ton, two ton, like, you know, 350.
Do any of these have a rotisserie kind of thing, in the right? back?
Work truck.
Do you know if any of them have a rotisserie option? Or is that just a food truck I saw online?
I'm not sure. We have a lot of options. I just basically, my job, I want to make sure I narrow down exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm looking for a big ass truck.
Especially with these big trucks, they're tough to find.
Yeah.
But they are out there, of course. So we just got to figure out, I don't want to get you all, fucking absolutely loving the truck and the payment and then, it's not the right one. Yeah.
You got the Cummins.
Are you using it for work? Like, are you towing?
I don't know. I'm just going fuck all with it. I might tow a little bit. I got a boat, okay. But I like to have somebody else tow it for me. I like groceries.
Yeah, 100%,
and
100%. Are you, what are you comfortable with for a monthly payment? What can you do for a payment for a big truck like that?
As much as probably like 2,000.
Yeah, okay. That's reasonable. It's a big hurdle we got to jump because, you know, you get the odd person that calls and wants one and, you know, payments, you know, I need it for $500 a month. And it's like, well, that's just not a thing. Okay, so you're reasonable there. Can I grab your name? I'll just grab you. Start with your first and last name.
Yeah, it's Terry Thomas.
Terry Thomas. So T-E-R-R-Y, does that sound right?
Exactly.
Yeah, sir. And what's your date of birth, Terry?
It's April 1st, and it's not April Fool's, okay, now?
First?
Not 1962.
Are you sure? No, I'm kidding.
you almost got me there.
yeah, I tried. Okay, so the phone number that you're calling from, it's on the caller ID. This is your main line, right?
Yeah, this works. If you have caller ID, that is perfect, yeah.
Okay, sick. Do you mind just giving it to me? If I have to, I'll go through the thing. You'll hear me pressing buttons. It'll be super annoying.
Oh, no, yeah. It's the one ending in 9331.
Yeah. 9331. And then what's the first six?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. 720-760.
760. There you go. Perfect. And then what's your current address?
I would give you a P.O. box, but yeah, it's 1500 South Tuttle. And right now I'm in Seattle. Yeah.
You're in Seattle. Okay. You live in Canada though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you know your postal code by chance?
No. I gotta.
Okay, no worries. So 1500 South.
Tuttle.
I have pedal here.
Tuttle. T-U-T-T-L.
Okay, got it. Okay, perfect. Okay, so let's have a look at that. So you need a 3500, 4500. You just want your big truck. You have a reasonable budget. Getting financing. Do you know how your credit stands? You're in good shape there.
Yeah. I think what's a good number? I guess in terms of credit, like is 770 looking good? Am I gonna get the good numbers if I say 770 or if I say it's a nice high 420?
100%. You should qualify for prime rates if you're above 700. That should be, you should be good there.
And now,
okay, Terry, here's what I'll do. Do you got a pen and paper?
I do.
Awesome. Okay. What I'll do is I'll give you my direct line and my name. So my name's Nathan or Nate, whichever you prefer. My direct line is 778.
Okay.
Yeah. 347. And then 5890.
All right, Nate. Awesome. The truck guy.
Yes, sir. So here's what. Appreciate that. Yes, sir. So here's what we'll do. I'm gonna get to work for you. I'll sort out the financing. That's what I do. I do the financing and the vehicle searches. I've done a needs assessment. I know what you're looking for, and I know what your budget is. Now, when you're looking at these big trucks, you want to go diesel, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I want
to. People who buy gas one times, I mean, maybe there's a reason for it. I don't know what it is, though. and then do you have, I mean, I know, you know, guys, we're not really too big on color. Don't care too much. But I know there's a few colors I absolutely hate. Is there any colors that you just won't take if I can't? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I don't like red because it's communist. And I really want the higher trim interiors. So like something,
yeah,
I don't want
okay,
cloth seats
like,
is poured and 100%. Shit.
So we're thinking like limited, you know, absolute top tier. I think Ram does tungsten. I know F-150s, platinum, King Ranch, that kind of thing. And then Denali for Chev.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sick, Terry. So here's what we'll do. I'll get to work on finding you a unit. I know what you're looking for, and I know your budget, and then I can kind of get to work on that. So I'm with Pioneer. We got 15 locations. We have tons of vehicles to choose from. I can totally find it, and we'll kind of go from there. Do you run your own company or anything, or are you working for?
No, yeah, I have my own business.
Nice. Okay, good man. That's the way to do it. You don't have to. I mean, you have to answer to the customers, but they're usually, you know, you have what they want. So exactly. Typically, they're cool to work with. So what we'll do, I don't need to get the work info stuff right this second. We'll cross that down the line. Let me find a unit that you like. And you're looking for a 3,500, 4,500,
yeah,
like that kind of size.
Exactly.
You don't need to go too much bigger.
Exactly. That would be perfect.
Exactly. Okay, sir. Let me get to work on this. That's my direct line. So any questions you got, anything you want to know, just give me a call, shoot me a text. I'll send you a text as well, just so you got my number. I look forward to working with you. I want to make sure you're taken care of. I'm sure you know Pioneer, we don't advertise. So all of our business is done word of mouth. So I will make sure that you're taken care of. You get the right vehicle, right warranty, right payment, all that kind of thing. And then, you sit back. Take it easy. I'll do the legwork here. I'll find the right unit. Once we do that, we'll try to line everything up and just kind of go from there.
God damn, Nate, you're making me feel like a woman right here. I'm gonna put my feet up and just be a passenger princess.
Well, you deserve it, my friend. You deserve it. You know, you took the time to reach out to us, so you deserve to be taken care of accordingly.
Well, I appreciate
it. So what I'll do is I'll get to work. I'll try to find some things, nothing communist red or anything like that. I'll try to put a Confederate flag. I'm kidding. I'll try to find the right unit for you. Make sure it ticks all the boxes. I'll get the boring financing crap out of the way when it comes to it. And then you can come, you know, if we get everything sorted out, you can come pick the vehicle up. Or if it's easier for you, we can have it brought right to you, whichever you prefer.
All right, we figure that out. You know, you send me some of these options, but I look forward to seeing those, and I think that we'll be able to get a good deal done. Nate, I think we'll have a lot of business in the future.
Not a Ford. I'm not a Ford guy myself. I was, and it was very expensive for me, and now I will never own a Ford.
Yeah, I hear ever since the 7.3.
Okay, awesome, Jerry. Let me get after it. I'll shoot you a text out off my main line. I'll probably give you a shout tomorrow afternoon as well, just to touch base, make sure I got the right information, and we'll go from there.
All right, I'll see you now. Smooches.
Hell yeah. Yes, sir. I'll give you a show tomorrow. I'll send me if I got something tonight, too. I'll go from there. And, let's cross your fingers. Let's make something happen.
All right. I got them crossed. Toes, too. I'll see you, man. Bye-bye. Rock, flag, and eagle.
Appreciate it, my friend.
See you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, my friend. Let me work on this. I'll get a hold of you as soon as I can.
Dude, I wanted to see if he would say something too. I was like, this is gonna eventually be bad podcasting, but that was so good. I somehow can get them to be so down, dude. Yeah. Sometimes when I just like fuck all and like
dude, he was immediately just like, I know this guy.
I'm done with this man. He's gonna just crash this truck. That's what I started it off with. It's like, I'm gonna just fucking crash this thing into a barrier. Is there something that'll like give me better chance of survival? And he's like, exactly what you want. And
then he says, I know exactly what you mean, dude.
Any colors that you didn't want? Communist red.
Right. I was ready for him to say, after the Confederate flag remark and the communist red remark, I was ready for him to just like start spouting racist shit.
Dude, when he said that, I was like, you might be in for a good deal right there.
Give me some shackles and a musket.
Yeah, you can call any of these numbers, by the way. That's not Adam's number that you got in this. I was trying to tell Adam, get me a number and stuff, and I'm trying not to say it super loud, and I think he heard me. But then there's just Adam just like, what could he be asking for? It's like, you know he's going to ask me for a phone number. You absolutely know this guy's going to ask me.
Yeah, that little skank had caller ID, and he still asked for it.
Dude, Terry Thomas.
Terry Thomas, dude, we've got his direct line.
Nate,
you should a grinder with it.
Did I end up somehow getting a fucking address that's in Canada, Adam?
What do you say, Tuttle?
Tuttle, yeah. I thought you. Never mind.
I thought Adam had like a dot that was like right next to it.
Yeah, I wish.
I literally just made something up immediately. And then
Terry found it.
Well, I just wanted it. I mean, I wanted it to be another T. So it was, oh, Terry Thomas on 1500 Tuttle. I'm a Texas trillionaire.
Born April 1st, 1969.
No, I said 62. I didn't want to do 69. I wanted to do 69, but I had to do 62.
Now I'm pulling your chain here, Terry, but it is 69, and it is April Fool's. April Fool's.
And he's like, it is a joke? And like, oh, you almost got me there. He fucking, what a queef.
Yeah. Terry seems like he sucks, but.
No, that's not Terry, dude. I was Terry.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The guy's name's Nate, dude. Nate. How are you fucking this up, dude? Anybody listening to this is like, what is going on? Adam was here the whole time.
Nate.
I said my name's Terry to him.
And
you were here. What? He said Nathan or Nate, which is great because that's where Nathan Fielder is from, Vancouver.
Oh. Where's Nathan HQ?
What are you looking for?
Nathan Fielder. Dude, the Church of Nathan Fielder.
Is it in LA?
It's in Australia.
Oh, what? I bet it's a different Nathan Fielder.
Nah. Has a 1 5-star review.
Does it say anything about it? Does it have any?
Absolutely nothing.
All right. Well,
we tried.
Oh, it's in like Perth? It's in Western Australia?
Let's see.
You zoomed out. You just didn't pay attention at all. Zoom out.
Yeah, Western Australia, Maylands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
just west of Perth Airport, across the pond, across the river.
Is there a rotisserie in this in this truck, or did I just see that on the internet? See, that's a great way to get around asking for ridiculous shit, is pretend to be an older person and just being like, did I just see something weird on the internet?
Right.
Did I get fooled again? I get catfished. I've been catfished 4 times, okay? That'd be so funny just telling. Can you call a different place and to tell them you've gotten catfished a bunch?
Of course.
Just tell them your love woes. And then just like, again, say that you've been divorced 3 times, but you finally think you found the one. I don't know. No, just say, yeah, the love woes. And then you're like, you know, will this, or I'm trying to find the one, will this car help me find pussy?
I just can't go, I can't have it be another fish.
I swear to God, if I have another fish.
Thank you for calling QS Ford. This is Hassa speaking.
Hey, hello, I'm looking for sales.
Yeah, of course. Were you looking for a pre-owned or a new vehicle?
Well, it's unimportant. Newer used, well, I guess. Maybe Little Missy, you could answer this question. I'm looking for a new-to-me vehicle at the very least, but it's not to get me around town. It's to get me through the bridge of love. I've had a rough go of it lately, and I'm trying to find the love of my life, but with this dong-fongled internet and the Craigslist and the Facebooks, every beautiful woman, every lunch lady, librarian, every cash attendant at the $5 car wash down the street, every love I find, it turns out I get catfished, miss. And
okay.
But,
so you weren't looking for a vehicle, or you were?
Well, I wasn't until I got catfished 3 times in a row. So now I am. I need a vehicle that's new to me. So new or used, it doesn't matter. It's not to get me around town. It's to make sure my woman doesn't leave me, and that the woman's a woman. Because I said, I keep getting catfished.
All right, yeah.
So as a woman, I assume you're a woman. as a woman.
Yes.
You just never know nowadays, you know. No offense. As a woman, would you know what would attract? Like if a big strong man such as myself was driving down the road getting a banana chocolate chip milkshake from the Sonic, and you saw him driving a vehicle, what vehicle would make you fall in love with this man? That vehicle is the sort of car that I would be looking for in this situation. Not that I'm romantically interested in you. I do not know you, but I do want to find I'm getting old, and I do want to find the love of my life, miss. And I think you would have some insight as to what would attract the females.
Yeah, for sure. Let me just connect you with my salesperson here, and he can help you with that.
Sorry, miss. I lost my hearing aid. What did you say?
She fucking transferred you. You can't hear for shit. If you know the name or inventory number of your part, filibuster. And he's like,
Otherwise, feel free God to damn it, Adam. Yeah. Was she into it? What's she doing?
She's transferring you to sales.
God damn it, lady.
Hello?
Hey, hello.
Hello? Hey, this is Donde speaking from Key West Ford. How can I help you?
Hello, Donde. I was speaking to, I think, someone that could probably help me out for my particular situation a bit better than you, but, was it Donde?
Donde, yeah.
Listen here, Donde. I'm looking for love, and because of that, I've been catfished numerous times, as I was explaining to the young miss that transferred me over to you, Donde. I've been catfished, and I'm just tired of it. So I want a vehicle, not like I told her, not to get me from point A to point B, but I want it to get me across the bridge of love, sir. I'm tired of getting catfished. I just want to settle in with the love of my life, and I want the vehicle that can help me get there. You know, I just, whatever vehicle the ladies will like is the vehicle I want. If that's a used or a new, Donde, can you help me out here? Donde? Hello? Donde, you can't leave me like they did. Donde, they weren't even woman, Donde. And I just want a car that can get me a woman. Is that so much to ask for? Oh, it ended.
I could have told you that. Adam was just... Call back, dude.
I think we got disconnected. Shit, it won't way back out.
They blocked. Dude, if I were that car dealership, I would block you.
Oh, dude, Nate's like, what address? What was your address again, brother?
Did he say brother?
He said brother.
Dude, look up one. Look up a fake one.
I live in the National Forest.
Dude, yeah, that's... Don't give him that. Give him...
Dude, Kello would not... In the yacht club.
No, Adam, how are you this bad? Just you should pick. Why are you picking downtown?
Well, because we're a baller. Downtown Kalanoa, next to the Tam Mexican.
No, Adam.
Why not?
I'm trying to buy the gigantic truck. Where is he gonna park it if he lives downtown? He lives in a house.
In your baller garage.
Find something that's like next to a golf course, dude. How is this that hard, dude?
It's what about not next a to the golf farm? Course. All right, this has a big garage.
Dude, find Section 8 housing. That'd be hilarious. They don't have Section 8 in Canada. It's something else.
Just search poor people housing.
You could just like...
I found it.
You go on Zillow, and then you just search low to high.
Well, that's true. what it has 4 stars, that can't be
what it. Is it called?
The housing authority.
That's no, funny. Just say you live where, yeah. Dude, just pick something real quick. God damn it, is this bad entertainment? Just give him any address. It doesn't matter. You don't even have to text him back. It loses its funny when you're...
We gotta text him back.
You gotta... You could have just picked a fucking house.
I was gonna do that, but then not big enough baller and enough to be downtown.
Right. He lives in, like, the Chipotle building. Adam, you're not gonna pick something.
You're a business owner. That's your Chipotle.
It could be an office, you fucking dickhead. You wouldn't have known.
That was a fart can. Dude, we gotta call back this.
Yeah, you do. You have to call back and find, like, hey, dude. Wait, is that one in Florida?
No.
Please leave a message at the tone.
Dude,
to end recording, hang up or press 1 for more
just
features.
Leave a message about the...
pause and restart recording, press 2.
Hey, hello, hi, my name is Terry, and I've been getting catfished, and because of that, I would like a consultation on a vehicle purchase as to not keep getting catfished. Vehicle that would preferably be relatively affordable, but would have maximum attraction to females, so that I can retire with the lovely wife of my dreams. Thank you. Please give me a call back anytime, Terry. Kisses.
Dude, when Nate replied to, he replied positively to Smooches. What a guy.
I'll text him Smooches. He said thank you, sir.
Smooches XO.
XO makes it.
Sorry, I'm a gay Confederate. I'm a deeply closeted gay Confederate.
Whoa, dude. Terry's asking for the middle name. He's making moves.
Nate.
I mean, Nate's asking Terry for his middle name. Dude, it's Nate. My middle name's Nate.
Say it's Terry. No. Say it's Jerry. Terry Thomas. TJT.
TJ.
Did that pick up?
Doubt it.
Shouldn't fart into my only wind socks. We have to end on something funnier, goddammit. We can't just end on
you. He's asking for a social security number.
Is he really?
So what's an SIN? Canadian
oh, yeah. It's, yeah, yeah. Just
say no.
Just come up with something that's, like, obviously too short. Just say, like, 4. and then block him and say get catfished, retard. tell him he's been catfished. And I think that's the end.
Terry,
it's like I'm joking. My name's Stephanie. You've been catfished. I'm a woman. I've been a woman this whole time. I'm in love with you, Nate. I've always been in love with you.
Oh,
ever
Nate.
Since I saw you in the lot at Pioneer in one of your 15 locations. I knew of you because of your excellent word of mouth, if you know what I'm saying.
Ooh.
Because you guys don't advertise and... Nate doesn't advertise how big of a hog he is.
Right. How good of a kisser he is.
Nate, I've loved you since the day I laid eyes on you. And I always knew that I would buy a gigantic truck that I didn't need from you. And dude, what did he respond?
He did not respond to 4. Nate.
Say just kidding. And then just look up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 8. Really keep him on his toes.
You're like, oh, were you the first person ever? It's 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
Oh, God.
Dude, Adam just keeps acid refluxing. On that note, gang, we can end it because we laughed enough at this end. See you guys later on a fake SSN or SIN, whatever Canadians do.
Yeah,
see ya.
Bye.